Chapter 10. Anne was back at Green Gables, so she was happy.
"Matthew, what is the matter?"
asked Marilla. Matthew stood at the door. He was very pale. Anne and Marilla ran to Matthew. They were too late. He fell over.
"Anne, send the boy for the doctor," said Marilla.
Anne sent the boy, Martin, to get the doctor. Mr. and Mrs. Barry and Mrs. Lynde all came round. Mrs. Lynde felt Matthew's neck. "There's no pulse. He's dead," she said. Marilla and Anne cried. The doctor came round. "He died from shock. It was very quick," said the doctor.
"The bank collapsed," said Marilla. "All his money was in the bank."
Many people came to Matthew's funeral. Anne picked lots of flowers. She put them on Matthew's grave. Anne went to see Mrs. Allen. She talked to Mrs. Allen about Matthew.
"I need to go home. Marilla gets lonely at twilight," said Anne.
"She'll get lonely when you're at college," said Mrs. Allen. Anne went home. Marilla said,
"The doctor came to see me. He said, you need an eye test." "My eyes give me headaches."
"Martin will drive me tomorrow. Will you stay and do the chores?"
"Yes, of course.
Diana will come round," said Anne.
"Good.
What are the children from Queen's going to do in September?" asked Marilla.
"Ruby and Jane are going to teach.
Moody, Josie and Charlie are going back to school," said Anne.
"Gilbert is going to teach too," said Marilla.
"Yes," said Anne. Marilla said, "He's a handsome boy. His father was my sweetheart. We fell out. I stopped talking to him. I lost a friend." Marilla went to see the doctor. She came home again.
"What did the doctor say?" asked Anne.
"I will be blind in 6 months unless I stop sewing and reading. I can't cry.
I have to wear glasses," said Marilla.
She was very upset.
"I will have to sell Green Gables," she said.
"No," said Anne.
"I'm staying here. We'll live here together."
"You can't. You have to go to college," said Marilla.
"No, I spoke to Mr. Barry. He wants to rent the farm next year. I asked the school for a job.
Gilbert Blythe is teaching at Avonlea. They will let me teach in Carmody."
"Oh, Anne, you are a lovely girl," said Marilla.
Mrs. Lynde came to see Marilla and Anne.
"Anne, the village wants you to teach at Avonlea School," she said.
"But what about Gilbert Blythe?" asked Anne.
"He said, give the job to Anne."
"I will teach at Carmody," said Mrs. Lynde. Anne and Marilla
were very happy. Anne went to tell Diana. She saw Gilbert. She stopped him.
"I'm sorry for being so mean, Gilbert. Can we be friends?" said Anne.
"Of course," said Gilbert.
Gilbert walked Anne home.
"Thank you for letting me have the job," said Anne.
"Marilla needs you here. But I won't let you stop studying."
"We will study together," said Gilbert.
Anne talked to Gilbert for a long time.
"Was that Gilbert?" Marilla asked.
"Yes," said Anne. "We are friends now."
"You talked for half an hour at the gate," said Marilla.
"Half an hour?" said Anne.
"It was only a few minutes."
"It was half an hour. I'm glad you are friends," Marilla said.
"So am I," said Anne.